I was so worried that we were That happened.
Happy birthday, Shasta.
At least it tastes good.
Hey, guys. We try to keep the Chicks in Charge free for everybody. The one thing that we do ask, though, is that if you get any value out of our episodes or any of the content that we produce on social media, please share with a friend, share the show, please leave a rating for future listeners, and that way we can try to keep this free of ads and any subscription costs that you might have.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of The Chicks in Charge. And this episode is a very special one. It is the Chicks' 1 year anniversary. And we are so excited to have you with us today, tuning in with a very special guest. You all know her, Miss Robin Wilson, CEO of SCP Agency, Epic BDC, and soon to be Social Grenade. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Super.
Good. So most people know you as the CEO of SCP Agency and Epic BDC and soon to be Social Grenade as we're getting ready to launch that as well. But a lot of people also know you as the mom to the Chicks in Charge. So we're going to talk a little bit about what that's been like for you over the last year.
I'm like the Kris Kardashian, Kris Jenner, whatever her damn name is. I'm the momager.
The momager. I love that.
I love that too. That's great.
What a wild ride this year has been. I don't know that we would have thought what a year down the road looked like, or, you know, even looking further than that, we're still going strong, you know, and you were a lot of the reason why we made it through this far. Kind of.
She was the reason we made it through this far.
Staying on our butts about making sure to stay consistent and connecting us with people that we needed to talk to. You know, what's your perspective on what this first year has been?
Well, one of the things is like, so like the girls know, like on my 300 list was like to have my own podcast. I had all of the equipment. Like I would call Frank Lopes and go, what setup are you using? What tech do you have? And then I would order all that stuff and I've had it for years. But I knew that for myself, I could not stay consistent with this. Like, first of all, I didn't know what I wanted my voice to be. I have so many different directions I'm going in, and do I want to just like lock myself down to one area? And I knew I couldn't, but I knew that we needed that voice out there. And so then, you know, having those conversations with you two and going, look, this is a direction we need to go. One of the conflicts that I would have had if I were to head in this venue right here was that my age range would have put me in the WIA space, right? In the women in automotive space. And I didn't want to be in conflict with them. And I really felt like in this industry right now, we've got enough voices in my age range speaking to people in my age range. But if we're going to affect change, we all think that we're going to change it from here, but we're not. We're going to change it at those 20 to 30 year olds, 30 to 40 year olds that are making big moves within the automotive industry right now. And I'm not saying that women in automotive is dated or whatever, but we tend to have a more professional audience that we're speaking to. And really the change is going to come. We always say that change comes from the top down, but not a change this big. A change this big comes from the bottom up. It comes with the tenacity and the voraciousness to not take no for an answer, to just dig in and be part of that change and grassroots, right? And so we've seen that with the, I know, unexpected popularity of your podcast, right? It's hard when you sit in a room, you know, and a lot of people don't know, like I'm in my office right now, but like right there is the door that goes into the studio, into the podcast studio, right? And so, yeah, that's the brown paper, like marks it off so that nobody can see it there. And so it's that close, right? And so when you're in this little tunnel of a room, you don't understand the impact you're having on lives across the nation until like you go to a conference. The chicks go to a conference somewhere and people are inundating them going, oh my God, the chicks are here. Oh my God. And people that like you've never met before know who you are and what you do. And when you don't have that real-time feedback, I would think it's like an actor, right? He makes a movie and like he makes it in this silo and it gets put out and it's in distribution. But like, you never know what the effect is because you don't have a live audience feeding you back until like months and months and months later when that movie finally rolls out, right? And I think you guys have experienced some of the same things about that. And so the timing was right for you two to start this podcast, to be the younger voice of the industry, to be the voice for the ones who don't generally get an audience. Like they don't get invited to speak on a stage because they're not. And some of them are, some of them that you've gotten on there have been really big ones, but you're giving an audience to people who aren't getting on stages, who aren't getting accepted to speak at conferences because they, even though their experience is valuable, maybe it's only valuable to a smaller group of people in the minds of the people who are putting people on stages. And I just am so grateful that you guys have given an audience to people who haven't had a voice before. And you're getting some huge mega people on your podcast who are actually giving that validity to the other ones, right? Like, so I shared a stage with Danelle Delgado now, right? I've shared a stage with Glenn Lundy now. I've shared a stage with Brooke Furness now, with Katie Mayers now. It's like some really big speakers. Now, if I'm on your podcast, I've shared that stage with them.
Right. Right. That is big.
That's,
I never thought
about
it that way.
Super awesome perspective because I've never thought of it that way either. I really like that. So whenever we started the Chicks in Charge podcast, what were some concerns that you had with us going into it?
Probably number one would be, I know I've studied enough about it, to know that the discipline that it takes, and the all consuming, and you'll know, I mean, you guys know this because I felt like I was micromanaging you guys for a while about stuff because you can go, especially Shasta, holy hell. So Shasta will go down a rabbit trail and get like, I mean, she'll lose focus on everything else except this one thing that she's on. And we noticed in the early parts, like, right, like Shasta's up till 2 a.m. working on podcast stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, we do have a business to run. Like we do have other stuff to do. And so I think the discipline of wanting to know everything, because at first you guys were producing your own podcasts, mm-hmm. right? You were literally doing all of the graphics and all of the posting and, you know, making sure that everything was connected and you were doing all of that stuff. And I think for the general Joe out there, like that can be overwhelming, right? But the other things are like zero training, right? Like haven't been really on camera before, haven't really been in a speaking position before. And so it's funny because the girls will tell you, like, because they would come out their first like 6 months, it seems like you guys were live, like you did all of your broadcasts live, right? Mm-hmm. And so because my office is right next to them, they would walk out and I would just hand them a post-it note with like a list of things like, here's what I observed. And like the first couple times Shaz was just like, she didn't like our podcast, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no. That's not what I said. I said, look at the camera, don't have RBF, be engaged, you know, those kind of things. And so, and there was no feeling attached to it. It was just like, here's the things that I noticed while you guys were doing that, be better. Like, and that's probably like my key phrase all the time is be better.
I love that.
Well, and you set the stage for us so much. I mean, everything that you've taught us over the last 7-10 years has been to invest in other people and to set the stage for other, you know, specifically other women in this business to succeed as well. And so I think that's really where we wanted to spread that message outside of the four walls of, you know, 499 West Fountain Road and be able to touch that many people and see, you know, just how far can kindness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. And I'll tell you something because, and Jess and Chess, you guys know this already. I don't generally tend to lead with kindness. Like that's not my MO. I'm a boomer and I'm a just get shit done kind of person. And the fact that you two, having been raised by me, are still in the kindness zone and you guys have still like been that being your mantra to lead with kindness is like such a good lesson, even for me and every other female out there that's an old car dog that's used to having to fight for every inch that you get and used to having to slap back at anybody who may be putting a toe into your territory. I think that the level of grace and kindness that you guys bring to this industry is what's needed. You know, we got enough old car dog chicks out there right now that are, you know, literally still blistering people every opportunity they get. So, and myself included, like I have never backed down from a fight in my life, and I probably pick most of them. So, so the fact that you guys are the soft, there used to be this commercial about Sears, and it was literally called the softer side of Sears, because Sears was forever known about craftsmen and tools and appliances and stuff like that. And when they started rolling out their softer brands, their fashion and shoes and accessories and jewelry and stuff like that, it was like, look at the softer side of Sears. And so I think about that whenever I think about you guys are the softer side of Rob's.
Oh my God.
That's too funny.
That's fair. That is fair. Do you think it has had an impact on the businesses, on SCP and Epic BDC, you know, in the last year, you know, out in the world, the, you know, people's perspective of us maybe, or even our perspective of ourselves?
That's a great question.
I think so. I think the main thing that has happened is that your guys's confidence level has grown. One of the things that a lot of people don't know about you two is that you've never really had to experience the world outside of this cocoon that Bev and I have created for you guys, right? So you really haven't been exposed to a lot to sexism or ageism or any of those things, very rarely. Whereas most women who are actually working in the dealerships are having to deal with that on a daily basis. And so I know that the times when you have had to experience it, you're just like, someone smacked you in the face because you're like, who does this? Who talks like this to people? Right. And so, I mean, the confidence level of you guys seeing the fruits of your labor, has elevated our, place out in the world, of course, because people are like, oh, the chicks, they're highly visible. And for a while I was like the only one highly visible. And I like, let's take some old woman with gray hair that's in charge of social media and, you know, and in automotive, like these are some downfalls that I have to see, right? That I have to deal with. I have to deal with that sort of ism also. And so I think that you guys have really brought exposure to Epic BDC and to SCP Agency, and then soon to Social Grenade as we roll that out. And of course it helps. Anytime that you have a platform and a voice, and as long as you aren't 24/7 pitching, you know, you're literally doing what you do, but then like in there every once in a while, you're like, and this is what we do if you need some help. Like if you need anything, we're here. So I think it's great because now the pressure off of me is fantastic, because if you guys remember, how often would people be like, I need to talk to Robin.
Yeah.
And now, and I've spent probably the last year and a half or whatever going, yeah, I'm not the one. Like, let me get you to Jess. Let me get you to Shasta, because I don't have these conversations anymore. And handing that mantle down so that, like, I have told the people who usually will only talk to me, look, you're in better hands here. Let's talk to Jess. Let's talk to Shasta. So now, like, I hardly get those calls anymore.
That is true. I haven't had one in a long time.
No, I've definitely noticed that too. And I think that it's really cool, Robin, because as you kind of experienced whenever we decided to start the podcast, it wasn't necessarily to benefit SCP and Epic, right? Like, we started the podcast out of the intention to better the industry. And I like that Shasta put that question in there, because it has been said to us, oh, well, you guys only started this podcast for exposure for your companies. That was never the case. The exposure for the companies was such an afterthought that it was like, oh, holy crap, we just got a lead because somebody saw us on the show. Mm-hmm. It was not something we were expecting. And Robin, I know that you had mentioned earlier, you know, this was something that you had kind of envisioned for yourself, but you didn't know how to navigate it or where you were going, how you were going to position yourself. Mm-hmm. Was it hard for you to make the decision to just pass that on to us?
Oh no, it was super easy. Like the minute that I knew that you guys were interested, I was like, great, because you guys know, like I'm super decisive. Like when I make a decision to do something, I just pull the trigger. Like I pull the trigger and then I aim afterwards and go, where am I going? And so anytime that I tell people this all the time, anytime that I am hesitant to pull the trigger, I have to respect that pause in myself, because I am so uber decisive. Like I will literally make a decision at the drop of a hat and just do the thing and start executing before people even know I've made the decision. And so this was like forever, like for like 2 years, 2-3 years, I was just like, I had the equipment, I had the stuff, and I just like wasn't taking action. And so eventually I come to the realization that it wasn't mine to do. Like it wasn't my voice to be heard. I didn't have anything to say. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have anything to contribute. I obviously do, but like, I did not feel like this was my calling to do it. I knew that it needed to be done, but I was okay with it not being done by me. No. So no, like I was glad to have that resolution in my mind because I was like, it was always nagging, like the podcast. And then I wouldn't do shit about it. And I'd be like, dang, why aren't you doing this thing? And so, and literally in this being right here, all of my podcast equipment was in here for 3 years. Like it was in this big bottom drawer down here at the bottom. It was all full of podcast equipment down there, mics, mixing board, all of it. And like whenever it was finally evident, like this was the direction, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Because then it didn't have to cycle through my brain anymore. Like this needs to be done, but it didn't need to be done by me. And that's the cool part.
Yeah. Did you expect the podcast to blow up the way that it did and to get the exposure that it has?
I knew that the fundamentals are, if you have a good premise and you're consistent and you're willing to learn as you go along, and be like, consistency is like the number one thing. If we're just talking any podcast in the world, if you know who your audience is and you're consistent with delivering the message and you're constantly looking for quality people that will add value, there's no way for it to fail. There's just no way for it to fail, especially knowing you two, right? Like there can be some total drag of a human on the other side of the camera who probably should not have ever decided to do this. But for you guys, that wasn't it, right? Like one of the greatest things about Shasta that I discovered a few years ago was that when you give Shasta an audience, she's captivating, right? She's just like, I would have never, ever thought that she would be as good at networking as she was. And when we took her to our first event and she started networking, and it was just natural. And I'm like, holy crap, we're never, ever not taking Shasta to an event again, right? When she can get those conversations going, she just holds everybody. And I even think with dealer conversations, right? Like, it's one of the most amazing things to watch when maybe a 70-year-old dealer gets on the phone and they're wanting to fight about attribution on something, whatever. And Chess is like, hang on just a second. Let me get some data together and I'll call you right back. If she ever says that to you, first of all, you should just run because you're going to be bleeding at the end of it. And you're going to be like, one of my favorites is, and he probably doesn't watch this, but Lonnie Blackburn, God love him. Every month he would have something negative to say, blah, 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 bitching about something every freaking month. And Shasta would call him back. And at the end of it, like she would whip him with his own data, show him where his team was dropping the ball. And at the end of it, he would finish with, I love you.
Literally.
Every time.
And so
it caught me so off guard. I was like, I said it back before realizing it. I'm like, what the shit?
Love you. Love you. Love you. Yeah. Love you too. It's so funny. And so that part of that strength that gets brought to the podcast 100% is that. And then one of the other things that has caught me completely off guard is if anybody knew Jess's background, she started with us as a part-time stay-at-home mom, making like $250 a month, answering Facebook conversations, sitting there with all of her babies everywhere, right? And to have think that in the amount of years that she would have risen to not just national sales director for SCP agency and Epic BDC, but also an owner in Social Grenade and one of my executive leadership team, my trusted confidant, like within the group of four of us between Shasta, Jess, Beverly, and myself, like this is the synergy that's within that group is always collaborative. And we're willing to fight for what we need. We're willing to fight each other for what we need. And then we're willing to listen and go, okay, I can help here and there. Jess rose at the same level Shasta did, which never happens within an organization. I swear, you'll have one that's rising, then the other one you're just dragging, kicking, and screaming. But they both rose at the same level. And so this pairing was perfect. And they're best friends. You guys are best friends. So that helps. Now there are times whenever I have to buffer the best friend zone, right? And go, best friends are fighting, but we're also all in business together. So how, and Beverly and I have to go through that too. So it was natural that you guys should 100% be successful. If you weren't, there was something wrong in the formula.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's very true.
That was such a great answer. You just need to grab your mic and drop it real quick. Yeah.
There we go. So we keep kind of dancing around it and mentioning this thing that many people are probably going to wonder about. Let's talk about Social Grenade.
Ah, Well, we can, sure. So right now, like, I have way too much hair for where I'm at in this process because I should have pulled it all out. Like, literally, Shasta and Jess were talking to me earlier about some issue, and I'm like, no, no, not it. Not it. Like, I don't have time for this right now. I'm literally working with dev guys right now. I cannot. So the premise of Social Grenade, which we're wrapping up right now and rolling out into beta testing right now. We have some great Ford stores that are helping us with some beta testing. So everybody across the nation right now is learning how to be a salesperson again. They forgot or didn't have to for a while because there was no inventory to sell, or they were making so much money selling 5 cars a month. They didn't need to remember how to sell 20 cars a month. And so like they had a big mind erase. I think about like in Men in Black, right? They had the big thing flashed in their eyes and they all forgot how to, their memory was wiped. And so now we're going back to the basics, teaching them how to generate their own leads, salespeople. And the key is organic social, right? You could do paid social if you want to, but you really want that organic social. Mm-hmm. And so I think about it like this. I want to know, like, think about like you guys, right? So people know who you are, what you do, what market you serve, but you're not constantly blasting Chicks in Charge or Epic BDC or Social Climber Pro. You're not doing those things. We get to know who you are, that Shasta's husband's a cop, that Jessica has 3 little girls, that Shasta has 2 ginger kids, that she's German Shepherd, all of the crap that goes on in your lives, right? And then people decide to like you, trust you, based on who they know you to be as a person. Think about how many times that we've shown up at a conference somewhere, and I'm totally shocked that I think I know all of these people and I've never met them face to face, right? We've just met them through social, but we know so much about them that we think they know them. And the biggest example of that to me was Adam Marburger. And he's in St. Louis, and I know all about his jujitsu. I know all about Asset Dealer Services. I know about his little girls, about Sylvia Lyons. I know so much about him as a person because he shares that with me on a daily basis on social media, that when I saw him in person, you know how I knew I didn't, had never met him face to face before? It's because I didn't realize how tall he was. And I was like, at that moment, I went, oh my God, I've never met him before, because it was never in my mind that he was that tall. The same with Joe Ingram. Like, I had seen so much about Joe Ingram on social media. I had talked with him on Clubhouse. I had had, I'd been in chats with him, whatever. And to realize whenever I met him also, like, he's ever been as tall as Adam Marburger is. And I was just like, holy crap, why did I think he was short? I have never met him face to face. And so the thing is with salespeople and their social media, people need to feel like that about you in your community. They need to think that they know you. They know who you are, what you do, what kind of dog you have, how many kids you have, all of the things about you, so that when they show up to the dealership and they're asking for you, they know that they're asking for this guy because they know everything about him already. And if you're not creating that persona online for people to follow you and for them to know what you do, you're missing the beat. And so the thing that most salespeople make a mistake in is they are going, okay, I'm going to share a picture of a sold customer and I'm going to share some inventory.
Yep.
Sold customer inventory. That's all they do. Right. And the only people that like their posts are their mom. They're like, you go sell a car, buddy. And they're not doing the things, right. They're just not doing the things to let people in. You know, show me your tattoos, girls. Show me. Okay. So yes. Tattoo people like to do business with people with tattoos. I know it sounds stupid, right? Dog people like to do business with people who have dogs. Like, they just find some common ground. If you have a kid in softball, they want to follow that thing. They want to find things that are like them and then go, this person is the most like me, right? And so we train the salespeople. I have for years trained them on how to use social media to build a tribe of people. And Social Grenade will now help them with that, because we will provide the content for them. We will give daily text prompts to tell them what they should be posting today, or ideas on what to post today, or go share something from the dealership, or make a walk around video, or share your dog's post and have a call to action in there. The thing is, if there isn't a call to action and nobody is engaging engaging with your post, you're not getting into the newsfeed. Yep. And that's prime real estate right there. That newsfeed is prime real estate. So we don't just want you, your profile to look good. I want your stuff to interrupt my newsfeed so that I'm like getting your stuff. I'm constantly getting your stuff. Why? Because yesterday I liked something on your post, or yesterday you said, drop a photo, the cutest picture of your dog. The cutest one in your photo right now, drop it in here. I want to see pictures of your dogs, blah, blah, blah. The minute I did that, I tricked the Facebook algorithm into giving me your contact for the next, your content for the next couple of days. And so our job with Social Grenade is to take the salespeople down this path, to provide them with content, to let them know you're going to do an engaging post. And then you're going to tell them, hey, look, I sell Kias. Hey, look, I have Ford F-150 for sale. And now that's going to pull into their newsfeed, because the two engaging days of content, you triggered the Facebook algorithm to push that third day into their newsfeed. And so that's what we're fine tuning right now and getting ready to roll out. If you guys don't know, building an app is harder than it seems. And I'm an optimist, so it's 10 times harder than what I think it will be, because I'm like, oh, this should be easy, right? So I'm six months in right now, and we're still not live yet, but we're an inch closer every day.
It's so exciting too. And I just keep hearing people asking for something like that, you know, needing some social media training for my salespeople, or needing a social media solution for my salespeople. And so that's the reason why we created this, is we just kept hearing a need in the market. And
And we keep hearing all the big trainers right now, they're preaching social media, social media, social media, but
they're not creative enough.
How do you utilize social media? What is the effective way to utilize social media? Because those sold photos and those inventory photos, they're not doing it for you every day.
Right. And not only that, but so one of the things that SaaS, so software as a solution, right? SaaS companies out there will sell software, and then it's up to somebody at the dealership to implement it and use it and make sure the people are doing it, and so that this software is successful. And so we've even taken that away. We've taken every bit of friction away as we can. So with every dealership signs up for Social Grenade, right? And then every salesperson they have has access to all of the content library, text library, the daily text prompts, everything that they need to go and do the damn thing, right? Then I have performance managers. So nobody at the store needs to manage this process. I have provided performance managers that are now going to go to your dealer twice a month and go, Mr. Dealer, of the 10 salespeople that you have signed up for Social Grenade, these three right here are killing it. They're doing the dang thing. And you should be seeing an increase in their traffic because they're doing what they're supposed to. These four right here are at it every once in a while, and these three haven't even logged in. And so, Mr. Dealer, what I'm going to do is two things. One, I'm going to get back on with these three right here on a Google Meet this week, and I'm going to walk them through signing back on and reintroduce the software to them again. These four right here, I'm just going to do some coaching with them, get them to a better level, and you should see their stuff start elevating also. I will give you another report in 2 weeks. And so now the dealer doesn't even have to worry about it, right? All he has to do is go, are y'all doing your Social Grenade stuff, blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't have to follow up on it because my performance managers are going to be doing that for him.
And that's the winning part right there. Yep.
I'm just here to remove friction and get the salespeople to be not dependent on the BDC.
Right. And I've seen it in action. So I bought a car about a month and a half ago. And when I got there, like I've used the same salesperson for years, and he's one of the ones that's in the beta test and doing the social media stuff. And when I got there, they asked me who I was looking for, and I said his name, and they're like, dude, everyone's here for him.
There's a reason.
We're all checking in appointments.
Yep.
That's
absolutely
why. And it's because he's built his own brand and stayed consistent on social media in, you know, talking about his kids and his wife and what they do
and their sports and their interests and what they're doing at home. It's fun to watch. That's how he's built that community.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. Well, it's just like you guys, right? It's consistency. Mm-hmm. So you can't just do at it. It has to be consistent. That's why those daily text prompts will go out to go today, do a thing. Don't miss a day.
So I know we're getting ready to run out of time here, Robin, but I wanted to ask you one more question. What is your vision, or where do you foresee the Chicks going in the next year or future for that matter?
Well, I think that the podcast is great. It's going to blow up, but I think that as you attend more and more conferences, after a while, you will be that sought after group that's there, because you'll be the group that's as ticket sales, right? People will be like, if the Chicks are here, we sell more tickets. You'll be asked to speak on stages instead of applying and getting turned down. You'll refine that delivery and find out what the audience wants out there. And then it just becomes a movement at that point, right? At that point, now you're collaborating with big conferences and they're going, hey, we want the chicks here. We want the chicks here. We won't do the thing without the chicks being here. And you guys see that happening already as yep. you were invited to be part of Women in Automotive, mm-hmm. right? Like that is happening in May. If you guys haven't already got your tickets to that, you should jump on that. It's Colorado Springs. And the chicks will be broadcasting live from there. So if you are planning on attending, I would probably reach out to Shasta and Jess and go, hey, I would love to be interviewed in Colorado Springs. I plan on being there. And they'll start building out that schedule pretty soon. So do that as quick as possible. But I really feel like it's a movement. It's not just a thing, right? It is definitely a movement, and people want some positivity. And this generation, your guys' generation, I don't know what your generation is. What is it?
I think we're millennials.
We're millennials.
Okay. Your generation is like in so in need of people to lead the way. And you know, it's a big responsibility, but just do it. Because nobody else is jumping in there to do it.
Sure. That was a great answer.
It's apparently your job.
It is our job.
Accepted.
Challenge accepted.
I just want to take a minute to thank everybody. Obviously, Robin, you have made this happen 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, if we needed to go to the conference as the chicks, you didn't shut it down.
You didn't bat an eye.
Yeah. Helped us in any planning that you could whatsoever. Your support has definitely gotten us where we need to be. On top of that, you know, everybody who listens, who shares, who
has been a guest on.
Yeah. All of our guests. Oh my God. I didn't realize it the other day. We had like 39 mm-hmm. episodes, which is insane. Yep. But yes, we've had so many amazing guests. Robin, three times.
And she had her show a couple times.
Yeah,
too,
that's true. That's true. So I mean, it's just a year in reflection. And I want to add a video to the end of this. So by the time that we get this uploaded, there's going to be a video to the end of this. Robin went and made us, and reached out to most of the guests we'd had in the past and made a tribute video for us. So I want that.
It was amazing.
I want that to be tied in with
She
this.
Blubbered like a baby I and did. She doesn't cry. I'm the crier. She cried. I didn't cry.
I did. Yeah, it was very touching.
Thank God she fixed her makeup because it was all striped.
I really didn't. It just kind of
went away,
I guess.
You blended it.
I was sweating too. So we also did a photo shoot.
Those pictures are coming too. That was fun.
Yes. Tutus, tights, fedoras, sunglasses.
I got to show them the cake.
Oh, we have a cake. We haven't done anything with cake yet, but it's a cake. But yeah, so we were.
I'm gonna pop off here and let you guys finish this because I have another call I have to be on. Can you just kick me off?
Yeah, I think I can.
Be kind, people, because those girls said to be.
Bye.
So Jess is going to get the cake.
I have it, but it's a little. I may have.
We kind of destroyed it. We had a candle in it earlier.
Look, it's for our first birthday, it and is. Back there is balloons that say one. I'm not taking this back. Because we are one. So it's very exciting. So I can't wait for you guys to hear the tribute video at the end of this. And to, I was so worried that we were, that happened.
Happy birthday, Shasta.
At least it tastes good. Can't wait for you guys to, oh no, it's in my hair. Oh no.
We are so excited to celebrate with you guys, and we cannot wait for you guys to see the wonderful tribute video that Robin made for us. Thank you guys so much for always being a huge support to us. And in a world where you can be anything, be kind, because you don't know what battles everybody else is facing. So when you go out into the world this week, remember to light it up. I am Jess.
I'm Cake Face.
That's Shasta. We did have Robin on the show. We are the Chicks in Charge. You guys have a great day, and thank you so much for watching.
Hey chicks, I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you. Like, I couldn't be more proud if you guys were my actual kids. Inside joke, right? But you guys have done such a killer job staying consistent, staying professional, reaching out to people who you probably were intimidated to ask, and you did a great job. Happy anniversary to the Chicks in Charge podcast.
Hey chicks, congratulations on 1 year. Your podcast is such an inspiration, and you've created such a great community for people. So I can't wait to see what next year brings.
Let's go, girls. Jess and Chasta, thank you so much for your amazing podcast. Thank you so much for the support that you have given us since day one. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be part of this amazing journey. The only thing that I can tell you right now is that I wish you way more success. Keep growing. Don't stop being authentic and being you. We love you and we appreciate you way, way more than what you think. I'm sending you a big hug and I hope to get to see you guys in person very soon. Bye.
Big congratulations to Shasta and Jess for their 1 year anniversary on the Chicks in Charge podcast. You guys are crushing it. You're so positive. I love what you bring to the industry. Keep it up. This is what we need.
Hey, Jess and Shasta, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary of the Chicks in Charge podcast. You guys do such an amazing job. We love the show and just keep it up.
Congratulations.
Wow.
To you.
Wow.
Woo.
1 year anniversary.
It's been a year.
Man, that went by so fast. I felt like it just started yesterday, but man, what? When I start to think about it, we see the accumulation of just magic that you're doing out there. Just amazing shows, great guests. You're doing a great job out there, and we're very proud of you two ladies. I mean, come on.
And you look like you're loving it. You look like you're having a good time. You look like you're made for this. And we're so, so very proud to call you friends. We're honored, sisters, that you are just saying yes and showing everybody what it looks like to flex your muscles. We appreciate you all. Forgive. Focus, fly,
and keep growing.
Love you all.
Let's go. Chicks in Charge.
Yeah.
Growing.
Peace.
Chicks are always in charge. Man, they kill us.
Hey, Shasta. Hey, happy 1 year being committed to your podcast, girl. Awesome feat. Wish you all the best from Nashville. We still got to get my daughter on your podcast, girl. We got to celebrate what she's doing, all right? But keep up the great work. And again, it's always hard to be committed to something like this. So more power to you, girl.
Jessica, Shasta, oh my goodness. 1 year with your podcast. You should be jumping up for joy and dancing around the office or wherever you are right now, because it is no small feat. I can talk from a place of experience. I know planning, developing, recording, and promoting a podcast, it takes so much effort, and you both should be so proud of this first birthday that you have. So congratulations. I am grateful I got to be a guest on your podcast. I am also hoping that I can return, and I hope that you will continue to flourish. And it's not a hope, because I know you will. So celebrate. You're amazing, and you bring incredible conversations to the industry.
It's your birthday. Happy 1 year, Chicks in Charge, Chasta and Jess. I am so honored to have been a guest on the podcast, but even more so, I just love being a listener of the podcast and hearing everybody that y'all have brought on. It has been awesome to see where that has gone in the past year, and I cannot wait to see where year two takes you. Have an awesome birthday celebration. Please celebrate. Y'all deserve it. And we are so, so glad to have y'all pushing forward the way y'all have been. Happy birthday.
1 year. I know you guys are probably like, oh, stop, you know, stop, you know, it's just this podcast. It's a big deal. And I hope that you guys are really taking the time to celebrate this win. 1 full year. What a commitment. On behalf of, you know, helping the agency grow and bringing such fun and exciting content with the goal of helping others grow and be better at what they do every day, the commitment to doing that for a year is a huge accomplishment. And I really hope that you guys are both taking at least a minute to just quietly reflect and be proud of yourselves, because it is a huge accomplishment. And we forget too often to like take the second to celebrate. This is one of those moments, and you guys deserve it. Congratulations on a full year of podcasting, a full year of this crazy commitment to find guests and to make these relationships and put yourselves out there like this on behalf of the agency, on behalf of your coworkers, on behalf of yourselves and your family, of course, but also with them in the pursuit of helping others. It's a big deal. Congrats, guys. Celebrate. Make sure you take a second and celebrate.
Congratulations. You made it 1 year. Most people quit. Most people get tired. They get worn out. And they just stop. But you girls, you're not like everybody else. You're kind of a big deal. I think you knew it. Most people know it. I know it. You should know it. You guys are a big deal. Happy 1 year anniversary. You girls are amazing. Peace.
Hey, Anthony Alagona here from Appointments That Show with a special shout out to my girls over in Joplin, Missouri, the Chicks in Charge, Shasta Haddock and Jess Burkhart. Congratulations on your 1 year anniversary. Super pumped that your girls are going to come bring it over to summer sessions on August 6th. Congratulations, girls. Nothing but love for you.
Hey, Jess and Shasta. Just wanted to say congratulations on 1 year doing the podcast. It's incredible work. Statistics say you're already in the top 1% of podcasts in the world because you stuck it out for a year. That's amazing. Good job. Super proud of you guys.
Hola, amigas. I hear that we're celebrating the first year of the Chicks being in charge. Congratulations, Shasta and Jess. You are both a remarkable example of lady leaders in any industry. I love you both and wish you many, many years of continued success.
Hey, ladies. Shasta and Jess, congratulations on your 1 year. I can't believe it's been 1 year already. You ladies are amazing. You're such an inspiration to everything that you girls do. Always lifting up and inspiring and having the guts and the courage to do what a lot of us won't do. Anyways, ladies, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary for your podcast. I love watching you ladies grow. Y'all are amazing. Keep rocking it. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Happy anniversary, Shasta and Jess, on your podcast. This is the first one, and there's so many more to go. I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do for our industry. Automotive is such a special place, and you guys make it even better. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Shasta and Jess, I just wanted to say congratulations for 1 year. That's a huge thing. So many people start and then never go much farther than that, if they start at all. So just wanted to say super proud of you. And keep going.
Shasta and Jess, congratulations on your 1 year mark of the Chicks in Charge podcast. I'm so proud of both of you. Can't wait for the next many, many years of your podcast.
Jess and Shasta, I just want to send a shout out and congratulate you on your first anniversary celebration for Chicks in Charge. I want to send my heartfelt and true appreciation for what you're doing with giving women a voice in automotive and to speaking up and sharing the stories that you hear. And you're doing a wonderful job. I'm truly appreciative of working with you. And I know that you're gonna continue to be a voice for women in automotive and just women in our world. So congratulations on your first year. I know there will be many more.
Bye. Hey, Shasta, hey, Jess. Tony Lucas here. Just like to take a couple seconds to congratulate you guys on the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. What an awesome accomplishment. I love you guys. And here is to many more years of success. Cheers.
Well, well, well. Shasta and Jess, happy anniversary for 1 year for the Chicks in Charge podcast. You guys are doing awesome. Great content, great setup. And you're definitely doing your part for making this industry a better place. So thank you very much and keep rocking on, and here's to another year.
Hey, Jess and Shasta, just want to do a quick video and say congratulations on your 1 year mark here on your guys' podcast. I've been very blessed to be part of this podcast a couple of times, and I can't wait to see what you guys do here in 2024.
Hey, Chicks in Charge, congratulations on your first anniversary. Don't you dare stop. Shasta, Jess, this is for you. I'll see you in Colorado.
Yay, you've made it this far. And if you want to help the chicks out and add some value, make sure you subscribe right now.
Click that little red button down below. Do it.
Do it now.